This is the catch up on Hit. With Flick
and Tim. It's gotten out of hand. It's gotten out of hand because those little shop collectibles, they are driving people crazy. You spend $30, what is it? $30 at Coles, you get a little shop collectible.
People get addicted to them. The kids are going nuts. I mean, I don't have kids. I don't deal with children very often. But what I see from my friends who do have kids, addicted.
Yeah. And it's so much to the point where Coles has, at several stores across Victoria, run swap days, where if you've got too many of one and you want to swap it for another one of these little collectibles, you rock up to the shop and you swap them over on the Sunday. This happened last weekend, but Bendigo wasn't one of the stores.
Why?
I don't know. I just couldn't see it on the list. I don't think it did happen in Bendigo. So I want to know, is there a demand? 13, 12, 16, do you need a Coles little shop swap meet in Bendigo?
Because people in Bendigo love these little swap things. Had one. What did you have?
I had dog food, turns out.
Turns
out I had dog food. And, yeah, I had a couple of keen people.
We got heaps of calls that day. People,
that's the only one I've had.
Literally, we just had the one and we said, does anyone want it? And the phone lines lit up.
They lit up.
If there are so many people in Central Victoria, if there are so many kids collecting them, I feel like they would probably like to be able to meet somewhere. We could potentially facilitate that. We could host a swap meet. We could put it on at the radio station. It'd be a cool place to do it. But
would you be keen?
Yeah, we've got to find out if people are keen. So, look, if you're a kid in the car,
13, 12, 16, would you be keen for a Coles mini collectibles swap meet? 13 to 16, would you rock up?
Yeah, we got Ella on the line. Ella, do you think we need a swap meet?
Yeah.
Ella, are you collecting them?
Yeah, and my sister.
Okay, but do you have two separate groups then? You're not sharing them with your sister?
Pardon?
Are you sharing yours with your sister or do you have your own set?
Yeah, we have two separate sets.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's
how many
sisters
of
work.
The shop, what are they called? They're not called little shop collectibles. They're not Shopkins. That's a different thing,
isn't it? That's a different
it?
Thing altogether. How many are there in total?
If the two sets, there's 60 together.
Oh, okay. So 30 in each set. That's
a lot.
Yeah. And are you both missing the same? Are you missing key pieces?
Some of them, one of us has one and some of them we both need.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. So there's parents and kids in cars right now going, oh, preaching to the choir. This is my life right now. This is all we talk about at home.
I want to know, are you allowed to have them at school? I remember anytime anything got cool at school, like Pokemon cards or Digimon or anything, the school would ban it instantly. Are you allowed the little shops at school?
I'm not quite sure.
Tip that fate today, Ella. Do us a favour. Take one in and see how you go. So you would turn up if we had a swap meet and we can guarantee other people with the little shop collectibles turned up, you'd turn up to try
and
swap.
You're going to come, Ella?
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah, she's keen. She's got nothing on.
I think we should do it.
I reckon we should do it. Do you think it would be worth our while to help people out, Ella?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, cool.
I really appreciate your call, Ella. Good luck. Hopefully we can help you get your full kit.
Yeah,
Your full set of collectibles.
If there was one that you wanted to get, is there like a super rare one that you'd be after, Ella?
Probably the oak milk.
The oak milk.
I do love an oak. I'd love a real oak milk if anyone's keen.
Yeah, go get one of those after the show. All right, we'll keep the calls coming. 13, 12, 16. Do you reckon we should have a Coles shop meet? We need a little bit of interest.
Don't know how to facilitate this, but we want people to be there.
Kylie, do you want a shop collectible swap meet?
Yes, there actually was one in Bendigo on Saturday.
There was?
There's a Facebook page for it, and they organise to meet at Tom Flood Sports Centre every Saturday for a swap.
Oh, so it's off their own bat?
Yes. So not through Coles. They just organised it themselves, yes.
Oh, we've been beaten to
it.
Effort.
Tell us the group again. What's the Facebook group?
It's Coles Little Mini Shop Bendigo.
All right. Sweet. So if you want to do the swap meet, we have to call Ella back and tell her that
we've
every Saturday,
number.
Is it?
It's 12 to 1 at Tom Flood Sports Centre.
You sound like you've been, Kylie.
I was getting so excited.
I was going to go on Saturday, but I missed out, but I'll head there this weekend.
What are you after? What one are you looking for?
The oak milk.
What's with the oak
Everyone
milk?
Everyone wants the oak milk.
Everyone wants the oak milk.
Well, that's, why don't we put it, is it super rare, Kylie?
Oh, it's meant to be. That's the one that's going for lots of money on eBay.
No way.
And no one seems to have it.
Let's put it out there, 13, 12, 16. Do you have the oak milk?
Yeah.
This is changing.
Tamara, hello.
It's a shop meet. We're doing a swap. Tamara, Do you have the mini oak?
I've got it being sent to me from my little sister from North Queensland.
What?
So she works at Coles and I've been hounding her if she gets a spare oak to post it to me, and she got one yesterday, so she's express posted it to me because I've been chasing it for weeks.
Interstate travel for your mini oak to get that. That's amazing. Yeah. Is this the last one you needed?
No, I still need the Nutella and Vegemite, but I'm not going to have any issues with that one. It's just the oak, because there's actually a wait list on that Facebook page for the oak.
This is amazing.
There's a wait list tomorrow. This is a different world. Is this what happens when you have kids?
Yeah, it must be.
What would you do you have kids who are collecting these, or are you collecting these, Tamara?
I've got three kids, but I think it's me and my husband more that's actually
you guys are into it. And what if we were to have a look on like eBay or something, what would people be spending on a mini oak, do you know?
I think someone bought one for around the $30, but
okay.
I think people aren't too fussed about it because you have to spend $30 at Coles to get one anyway.
Yeah.
You get groceries for that tomorrow. Okay, I'm glad you're getting your mini oak though. Congratulations. It's good to have someone on the inside, clearly.
Tamara's getting the mini oak shipped in. We've got Essie. Essie, have you got a mini oak?
Yeah, I do. And I did not even know it was a thing.
Oh. Essie, you are very popular right now.
I'm like, cancel all work today. I'm going on eBay and I'm putting that baby on there.
Are you going to turn a profit, Essie?
Oh, totally.
Why not?
Why not? Don't even care. I don't care. Let's sell that oak.
Wait, don't go on eBay, Essie. Let's do one better. Can we facilitate this?
I don't know.
Well, we've still got Ella and who was the other person?
Kylie.
We've got all the calls. The numbers are saved. I think let's do an oak swap meet. Are you willing to swap it, Essie?
I should go on Saturday and just kind of wave the oak around and get
flooded by people, Essie, by the sounds.
What do you want for it, Essie? $30, did you say?
Yeah, it's like it's a little bit of plastic.
This is turned like
okay,
Godfather.
Essie,
what do you want for your mini oak?
I'm keeping your number, Essie. We've got one more.
Hayley, do you also have a mini oak?
I do. I do have an oak.
How did you become so hashtag blessed? What happened?
I don't know. I just did the shopping on the weekend and I was lucky enough to get one.
And what are you doing with it, Hayley? Are you collecting them or do you not care?
No, my kids are collecting them, so okay. We only need the toothpaste now and the Milo.
would
you swap the oak for a toothpaste and a Milo?
Oh no, my daughter's quite excited that we're actually got the oak.
Oh okay, no, you've only got one oak. I get it. So the only person willing to let go of the oak is Essie. And well, there you go. All right.
Let's find out what she wants to trade for.
I'm so terrified.
This is great.
I feel like a godfather, like getting involved in this trade. Like, I don't know if I want to take part.
We're starting black market.
I'm not taking any customers.
I'm starting Bendigo's Underground little Shopkins thing.
Little mini Coles collectibles under black market.
Flick, we love short Hollywood relationships, don't we?
Yeah, for some reason we froth them.
Yeah, Britney Spears and Jason Alexander were married for 55 hours.
Yeah.
Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman, 9 days.
Too long.
Well, Iggy Azalea, she's blown this out of the water. It's not a marriage, but a relationship. She was on the radio the other day and she said, I am taken. I'm in a relationship with DeAndre Hopkins. He's an NFL player.
They're always NFL players, aren't they?
The NFL players do well.
They make so much money.
Yeah, they do. Really cruisy time as well. Like, I know
do
they're
they?
Professional athletes, but it's not like a rugby player where you have to play 80 minutes. An NFL player might go on for like a minute at a
time. Really?
Yeah, they have a really cruisy life.
Wow.
So anyway, Iggy Azalea, she's said, I'm taken, I'm in a relationship, me and DeAndre, it's happening.
Yeah.
Literally the next morning. That was the first anyone had ever heard of it.
Yeah.
Literally the next morning, both her and DeAndre on Twitter saying, it's off.
What's that?
It's
less than 24 hours?
Less than 24. That's, it's like 14 hours.
That's... Oh, you've got to feel sorry for them.
Something has happened where he's gone. I mean, nobody knows the backstory, but I reckon he's gone, I didn't want you to tell people about it. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I, though, Flick, have a shorter relationship. Cool. I can top that with a very serious relationship that I was in, Flick.
Go on.
When I was 11 years old.
Okay, good. We've set the standard.
It was, you could probably say, my first relationship. I was in year 5 at the time.
Mm.
And my friend... Now, these names sound quite funny, and they also kind of rhyme. So my friend, Jaron.
Yep.
Is that a normal name?
I think it's like a hybrid between Jared and Aaron.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, no offense to any Jarens out there. I'm not saying your name's not normal. It's just different. It's unique.
Because I grew up with Jaren, and then it wasn't until I was an adult that I was like, hold on, I'm not meeting any other Jarens in
my life.
Yeah,
there's not many Jarens circulating around me.
Anyway, so my friend Jaren came up to me one day, and he said, hey, Tim, I will give you a bag of lollies, which is always a good start to a relationship.
Great bartering tool as a child, yes.
I'll give you a bag of lollies if you go up to Sharon. See, their names kind of sound similar.
Kind of rhyme, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know a Sharon? Is that a weird name?
Yep, another one. No, I don't know any
Sharons.
Two
weird names. No. There you go. If you go up to Sharon and ask if she, and this is exactly how he worded it as well, if she would go out with you.
Okay.
So not if she will go out with you, if she would go out with you.
Hypothetically speaking.
So in my mind.
Hypothetical.
Well, this is what I thought. I thought that it was like a hypothetical, hey, if I were to ask you, would you consider it type of thing?
Yeah.
And I was like, mate, bag lollies for a hypothetical, obviously.
That's a cinch.
So off I go.
Hold my basketball. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think we were playing soccer at the time.
Hold my soccer ball.
We go over. Sharon's over there. The whole group gathers around because everybody, the word has got out. I don't know what had gone on behind the scenes that made Jaron want me to do this. I go over to Sharon. The group gathers. I say, hey, Sharon, would you go out with me? And in my head, I've gone, if hypothetically I were to ask you.
You didn't say that bit, though.
What I didn't say that bit. She's paused. It's a tense moment. She says, yeah. And I went, sweet. Took my soccer ball back. Went back to soccer where I was playing with my friends.
Lolly me up, Jaren.
Was keen for the lollies. Didn't speak to Sharon for the rest of the day.
No need. You got your hypothetical question out of the way there. You're done. You're home and hosed.
Got a call later that day from one of my friends, and he went, hey, man, Sharon was just on the bus, and she broke up with you. And I said, what are you talking about broke up with me? She was talking about you to everyone on the bus, saying, hey, Tim is the worst boyfriend ever. He asked me out at lunchtime, didn't speak to me for the whole rest of the day.
Clueless.
I don't know what's going on. I'm out of this relationship. So I was in, I was out.
You didn't even know you were in to begin with.
Never even knew I was in.
What happened to the lollies?
Never saw the lollies, Flick. Never saw the lollies.
No, that's wrong. That is wrong.
Jaron, if you're out there, and you're the only one as well.
Oh, we're coming for you. We want that bag of lollies. And I was too polite at a restaurant. I'm not one to make a fuss, Tim, but on Saturday night, I went out for dinner, and it was nice to catch up with friends, but I didn't have a great meal.
What happened?
Ordered meals, and it took a while to come out, and that's fine. Busy Saturday night. All good, all good, all good. Mm. But when it arrived, I ate it. I took a bite and it was burnt. It was a pasta dish with meat and the meat on top was burnt and all I could taste. You know when you, like when something's slightly charred, that's fine, but when all you can taste is the burnt flavour.
It was bad. Was it noticeably burnt? Like could you see it?
Yeah, you could.
And
not
so
the whole thing.
What did you do?
I just sat with it, you know.
What do you mean you just sat with it?
I continued to eat it because... Well, a few reasons. Firstly, it took so long to come out. I didn't want to wait again for another meal to come out if I said something. Secondly, I don't want to get anyone into trouble. You know, like they, you know, I don't want anyone to in the kitchen to be, you know, told off because they burnt the meal or whatever. I just didn't want the fuss. So I just ate a bit of it and then left it.
How expensive was the meal? Did you go to a nice place?
Yeah, I'm not going to say where it was, but it was about $30.
$30 is too much for a burnt meal, my friend.
I know, and I paid it, and I didn't, you know, I didn't question it. I didn't say anything, and I just went home and ate some mandarins because I wasn't hungry.
Oh,
I wasn't full
enough. Oh, no.
I know. I stuffed up. Like,
Flick, you've
got
to learn from the master when it comes to putting in a little complaint.
Oh, God, no.
Putting in a little complaint. Just putting a little complaint out there.
Oh, no.
It doesn't have
Too
to be
awkward.
A big deal. It
Too
doesn't
awkward.
Have to be a huge deal, but you've got to stand up for yourself.
Group of people at dinner and you reach over, you know, you're over the table telling someone that your meal's burnt.
I mean, you do it politely, but you got to say, hey, I just want to let you know. Can we? So I feel like we've got to practice this. This is a skill that you don't want to try
again.
In the real world for the first time.
All right.
Maybe we can role play.
All right. Let's
do a little rehearsal.
Yeah, go on. I do love a role play.
Okay. Chuck on. Like let's imagine that we're in a restaurant.
All right. That's it. There you go.
Here we go.
Jazz music. Right. There's no jazz musicians on Saturday night.
Okay, you're sitting there.
Who am I?
You're you.
Oh, I don't
know.
Play me. Go on.
I'm not going to be me. I'm going to do some acting.
Okay, go.
Excusez-moi, madame.
Just an accent, yep.
How are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you.
What would you like to order?
The pasta. Okay. The one pasta option you have.
I will write this down, the pasta. And any allergies?
No allergies.
No allergies. Any drinks for you, madame?
Just sparkling mineral water, thank you. I'm driving, designated driver.
Mineral water. Okay.
We haven't even got to the bit that's the problem yet.
I will go away and come back, but it will happen very quickly.
Okay, cool. Not the restaurant I was at then. And the waiter's back.
Excuse me, madame, I am very sorry, but we are out of the pasta. What would you like for your second option?
I'll have the what are other options? The lamb shoulder.
Okay, the lamb
shoulder.
Oh, 1 second. Okay.
Excuse
me, madame, I'm very sorry as well, but sometimes we use this area that you are sitting in as the creche for the restaurant. I hope you are okay with it. We'll just move some children in.
No.
Okay, come on in, children.
No, I don't want it. No, I don't want to take care of children.
Madame, I have for you your drinks.
No.
You asked for the still water that is there for
I
you
said
now.
Mineral water.
We have the risotto.
I didn't want risotto. Oh, why are there children everywhere? What is this hell? Can I end?
Okay, end it.
Oh, they're yelling. Why?
You did it, Flick. You stood up for yourself.
No, I didn't. I just
but you
cried.
Next time, just a little bit more. Next time, less crying, and I think it's really going to get the message across.
Naughty 640, less kids in the car. It's a little bit earlier, so we could talk about things that are a little bit more, you know, taboo. Oh, we don't really talk about this at school pickup time. This morning we're talking to people who are maybe trying to have babies. I've got lots of friends who are, you know, in the process of trying to conceive. They're trying their hardest to have like their first child.
Are your friends, are women kind of open about that? Because in my circle of friends, it's not really something that guys chat about.
Yeah, definitely something that that we talk about. And their partners usually do too. Like it's quite an open thing. You get to a point where a lot of people know what's going on. And so, yeah, there's a few friends in my group from Melbourne that are trying. And new studies come out that's just for them or for you if you're trying as well. And it kind of has a lot to do with Seinfeld. Remember this?
Listen, Kramer, you know, if you ever want to have kids, you shouldn't wear briefs. Boxers are much better for your sperm count.
Sperm count? Well, how many sperm should I have?
A lot.
Yeah, that's an episode of Seinfeld. But it's amazing what
Seinfeld
we can take
based on fact,
from a
right?
1994 sitcom episode.
Documentary sitcom.
Series about nothing.
His name was really Jerry Seinfeld. The whole show must be real.
That's so true. How could they lie? That episode, they're talking about boxers versus briefs and sperm count. And this is something that has been talked about for generations. Which one is better for your swimmers? If you're trying to conceive, which one keeps them more active, faster?
Around.
Which ones are the more like, you know, Michael Phelps of the group? People that wear boxers or briefs? Well, I'll tell you what. There's a new research study that's come out from Human Reproduction, one of your favorite magazines, Tim.
Yeah.
That said,
I'm subscribed monthly.
Once and for all, this time I should say, that boxers are statistically better for you with 25% higher sperm concentration.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
17% higher sperm count and 33% more swimmers.
What is it that the boxers are doing that makes
it
better?
I don't know.
They don't even say.
They say that obviously it's giving you a bit more freedom. I'm not sure. I haven't. To be honest with you, this is a study of about 700 people. These are partners of women that are going through fertility treatment at the time. So they've taken the women on, you know, the IVF clinics. But these are the men, and they're going, hey, let's check you out as well.
And what underwear are the women wearing for this period
That's
of time?
That's a really good point. No, well, this is interesting. That's the thing. They've studied this. Out of curiosity, Tim.
Yeah.
Boxers or briefs?
I'm straight down the middle. I'm a boxer brief man.
Those ones that are like,
I think that's what most men wear.
Yes.
Probably most men my age.
And
I would
also,
say if you're in your 20s, there's a good chance that's what you're wearing.
That's what Bonds sell the most of. So surely that's the Australian equivalent of...
If you're beyond, like, I only wore Y-fronts when I was a little kid, when my mum was buying my underwear, and I can imagine maybe they resubmerge later in life when you've given up.
that
but for that
circle
whole
of,
period in the middle, I think people are boxer briefing nowadays.
Circle of life thing. You start out with a wife once, you end up with a... Well, if you're wearing boxer briefs, I don't know. I don't know what the study says about that, but this one says boxers better than briefs. Just a little FYI if you're trying to conceive.
Talk on Heat. We have the technology.
When we want to talk technology, we talk with Alex Selios from The Big Smoke, our favourite tech publication. And Alex, some of us are real skilled when it comes to a little bit of Facebook stalking, and apparently that could be a career option now.
It doesn't have to just be a hobby, and it doesn't have to be something you do pro bono. The idea is that you can actually find out a lot about a person based on their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and a lot of people who are dating online can't actually find out much about the person.
Why are these people so bad at it? Why do some people not have these skills?
Because some people have lives. I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't get it. They've got other things to do than just sit on Facebook all day and go down to 2011 in the newsfeed. But people are actually being paid to do this. Now, on one hand, they're doing it to see if people are being catfished. They're finding out if the person you've just met online is actually somebody that's real, mm-hmm. or if they're using a fake photo, for example. And then the other side of it is companies are actually hiring people to do it too, because they'll maybe do a hire that is really impressive or a really big hire, so the person's pretended like they've had an amazing career, and then they just find out from a social media investigator that actually they've been drunk at parties the last 10 years and they haven't actually been the CEO of some big company. So it's becoming more and more of an issue. And also people are not realising how much information you can actually get from all these different platforms.
You've just used a really fancy term though. Social media investigator. Is that the job title?
Is that just, it's a thing. People get paid to do it. And
amazing.
You know the show Catfish?
Yeah, love it.
So it kind of was built from that. So originally those two guys on Catfish were finding out if the person you were talking to online was legit, but now it's actually something that a lot of people in their everyday lives think about and worry about. And so you can book someone online to look into this for you.
How good do you have to be to apply for one of these jobs? How do I know if I've got what it takes?
Are you really good at going back years and years and years on someone's feed and not accidentally pressing like on an old photo?
I'm really good at going back and back and back and back, and then I always get tempted into commenting.
Yes.
And I'll be like, hey, fun day you had.
I actually once looked at an ex-boyfriend's ex-girlfriend on social media once, and I'd had a glass of wine and I accidentally pressed add friend.
Oh, God.
And I was like, no. So I blocked her because I thought that was the best thing to do.
No.
Okay, Alex Selios is not getting the job of social media investigator.
I get fired.
Thank you for the update. Alex Selios from The Big Smoke.